On December 6, 2023, that was today, it'll be tomorrow when you hear this, Fontana police, working with other agencies, arrested an internet predator who had been preying on children in the Inland Empire. They are seeking help in finding additional victims whom he exploited sexually online. We have the article in our webpage and on this email if you're getting it by that form and at our website. This year, many school districts voted for the promotion reading of books with sexual overtones to the K through 6 grades, which caused a lot of uproar. And again, we have the website with the information of what was in those books and why parents were having trouble with it. This age could experience, or what are they going to experience based on having gone through COVID? What effects will it have and has had on them? Again, we have an article on that as well. Some of the things that Children's Hospital have seen and what they're doing to prevent it. One could get overwhelmed for the welfare of these children, but there is also one who is their great shepherd and well-equipped to help them and their family to rise above it all. But we must pray and seek his help and intervention. Father, we stop and pray right now for the K through 6th grade children and their families to find your solutions to these problems and more that they face. We pray for their protection from harm, the prevention from false teachings, wherever it comes from, to have resilience from the pandemic aftermath, and to be encouraged by the Holy Spirit, empowered to be strong warriors in the midst of this. We ask, God, that predators would be caught before they bring harm to children. We thank you that they caught this one man, but we pray for others, and apparently he was part of a group that did. There were others involved. We pray, Father, for parents to be educated about these matters and to be looking at the newspapers or news articles to be aware of what's going on. And they even had listed in here the type of names that he used and the type of platforms that he used to try to draw them in. We pray, God, that they would monitor their children's social media use, especially with a lot of parental controls and anything else that they can do to prevent their child from getting caught up in this evil web. We pray, Father, that parents would hear, be heard and empowered at school district meetings, that their voice would be greater than the Department of Ed or any other group that's trying to push their agenda. We pray that books with explicit and implicit sexual overtones be banned from the K through 6 grades, that they're too young, first of all, and the information is unnecessary. We pray, God, for those dealing with the COVID aftermath, the children that went through it and were affected by it in many ways, that this would cause them to be more resilient and that the families would use it as a dialogue to strengthen and inform them, not just their nucleus family, but their extended. We pray, God, that at the end of this, at the end of the day, that children will feel valued and important in their family, both close and far, and that they would see that their greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.